Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news that you need to know. The CBN docudrama, In Our Hands, is an excellent production and historically correct. But it is not biblical in the statements made by Gordon Robertson at the end of the film as it relates to the end times. That's the headline. David James will join me with details on this story in one moment.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
Gordon Robertson got up and made some statements. I thought, and I want you to speak to these issues. He misused scripture. He had a bad hermeneutic, and I think that's bad. Talk to me about this.
Well, I was very distressed. Actually, I'm quite upset, very much so because of how good the movie is itself, because that is going to be the front end. That's the wedge into people's hearts and minds, which sets the stage for false teaching. It's simply false teaching. You referred to the Davidic covenant, and this is a heart of what I consider one of the biggest issues in the whole film, and that is the issue that they believe that the times of the Gentiles came to an end with Jerusalem being captured by the IDF in 1967. Now, the Davidic covenant, which promises that the Messiah, the Son of David, will rule forever, eternally, on the throne of David from Jerusalem. And one of the aspects of the Davidic covenant is that Israel will not only have a place, but she will be given a rest from her enemies, and her enemies will not oppress her anymore. No one can look at the Middle East and watch the nightly news and read what's going on the internet, watch this, and say in any shape or form that Israel has permanently gained rest from her enemies. In fact, she is surrounded by enemies. Furthermore, we know that Pat Robertson, and I assume his son Gordon, hold to a post-tribulational rapture of the church. You can go to the internet and you can find this documented very clearly. And what was another distressing mishandling of scripture is that Gordon at the end mentioned the UN resolution in December of last year, which said that Israel has no right to these lands that are claimed by the Palestinian, and they're breaking international law. The United States abstained from that, which was a horrible mistake. But he referred to that as the beginning of Armageddon, which means we are in the tribulation now. And my question is, which seal has been broken? So you have this happening over and over and over again throughout this. Where's the Antichrist? We are not out of the times of the Gentiles. The Antichrist is going to come. God's judgment is going to fall. Many things have to happen prior to the coming of Jesus Christ, as told in Revelation 19.
David James with a review of the CBN film, In Our Hands. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. If you have a moment, think about this with me. A misstatement by Gordon Robertson on the end time scenario that is found in God's Word is not biblical and dangerous for the church. God's Word is absolute on His plan for the future. Every Bible teacher has to be correct biblically. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...